love is kind. If then we are able to communicate love verbally, we must use kind words. That has to do with the way we speak. The same sentence can have two different meanings depending upon how you say it. The statement, "I love you," when said with kindness and tenderness, can be a genuine expression of love. But what about, "I love you?" The question mark changes the whole meaning of those three words. Sometimes our words say one thing, but our tone of voice says another. We are sending double messages. Our spouse will usually interpret our message based on our tone of voice, not the words we use.
"I'd be delighted to wash dishes tonight,"
said in a snarling tone, will not be received as an expression of love. On the other hand, we can share pain, sadness, and even anger in a kind manner, and that will be an expression of love. "I felt disappointed and hurt that you didn't offer to help me this evening," said with gentle directness, can be an expression of love. The person speaking wants to be known by her spouse. She is taking steps to build intimacy by sharing her feelings. She is asking for an opportunity to discuss a hurt in order to find healing. The same words expressed with a loud, harsh voice will not be an expression of love, but an expression of condemnation and judgment. The manner in which we speak is exceedingly important. An ancient sage once said, "A soft answer turns away anger." When your spouse is angry and upset and lashing out words of heat, if you choose to be loving, you will not reciprocate with additional heat, but with a soft voice. You will receive what he is saying as information about his emotional feelings. You will let him tell you of his hurt, anger, and perception of events. You will seek to put yourself in his shoes and see the event through his eyes, and then express softly and kindly your understanding of why he feels that way. If you have wronged him, you will be willing to confess the wrong and ask forgiveness. If your motivation is different from what he is reading, you will be able to explain your motivation kindly. You will seek understanding and reconciliation, and not to prove your own perception is the only logical way to interpret what has happened. That is mature love, love to which we aspire if we seek a growing marriage.